The Very Snowy Christmas by Diana Henry, illustrated by Jane Chapman. It was Christmas Eve. Big Mouse was making cheese pies. Little Mouse was making paper chains. Merry Christmas to us! Merry Christmas to us! Sang Little Mouse. Big Mouse, can I decorate the Christmas tree now? Can I? We'll do it together, said Big Mouse. Little Mouse hung golden acorns and mistletoe berries on the tree. Big Mouse put a star on the top. But we forgot the holly, cried Little Mouse. I'll go and get some. And off he ran. Make sure it has nice red berries, called Big Mouse. Little Mouse set off down the path singing, Jolly, holly, holly, jolly, jolly, holly, Christmas. But there was no holly to be seen on the first corner, and no holly on the second corner, and no holly on the third corner. So over the bridge ran Little Mouse, and at last he found a holly bush with shiny red berries. He jumped up and down with excitement. Oh, jolly holly, holly jolly, jolly holly Christmas, sang Little Mouse, stretching high on his toes to reach some. But suddenly, soft white flakes began falling all around him. One flake fell on Little Mouse's nose and made him sneeze. Goodness me, said Little Mouse, the sky is coming undone. As Little Mouse hurried home, many more pieces of sky fell down upon him. Faster and faster they fell. They fell on his ears and his whiskers and his tail. Oh dear, said Little Mouse. I'd better take some of this home to show Big Mouse. He'll know how to stitch the sky together again. Little Mouse made a ball of white flakes and put it in his bucket. Then back over the bridge he hurried. Suddenly he saw a strange creature in the water, making faces at him. It had lots of ears and a blurry face, and it waved its arms at Little Mouse. Ooh, it's a mouse nest monster, squeaked Little Mouse, and he fell on his bottom. Oh, I wish Big Mouse was here, he cried, scrambling up. Back down the path, Little Mouse, looking over his shoulder to see if the mouse nest monster was following him. It wasn't, but something else was. Little Mouse could see his paw prints coming after him. Eek! Help! Eek! Squeaked Little Mouse. Now there's an invisible monster chasing me. Little Mouse ran up and around in circles to escape. But the paw prints of the invisible monster went up and down and around after him. Find the pause it.
Okay. Now, I want you to say, who is reading this story? This story was read by.
Okay.
And say your name.